Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Ding the Bell, the fun show for your life. I am Ding.
I am the Bell.
We're two ADD Asians that require a bell to bring us back to the original topic.
Yes.
That's like a new thing that doesn't quite work for me. We're two ADD Asians that require a bell to keep us on track.
That's what it is.
Thank you very much. And
thank
so
you
welcome to come.
Very thank you.
So before we even start the show, the Bell brought me this, and she was, for those of you who are not watching this video, you can go to dingthebell.com and watch the video from there.
Mm-hmm.
She brought me a gigantic cookie. Well, us, a gigantic cookie.
Oh my gosh.
And she said it's delicious, and we both have the same taste, but we like the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Usually creamy, fat, and delicious,
soft,
yummy things.
Yummy. You're gonna love it. So, you have to have the bite.
This is a warning, yeah? Yes. This is a warning. Maybe yes. I should put a little... Do I have like an alarm sound on here somewhere? No, I don't.
Because some people don't like the hearing, like chewing mouth.
Exactly.
But just don't do that then. Don't chew toward
don't
to the
chew.
Microphone.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So we don't, yeah,
so,
it's okay.
Is there like an alarm sound on here? No, that's not an alarm sound. What is this?
Me.
Yeah, no alarm sound. Aw. Why don't I hear this? Is it here?
Oh, hi. Hello. Who's here?
Anyway, that's not an alarm sound. I thought we have an alarm sound, but we don't. Anyway, so...
It's okay.
This is just a warning. If you don't like chewing, you might want to, you know...
Well, just
to... We'll try to chew silently away from the microphone. Especially, I know... Who's this? Sater69.
That's his pet peeve to hear in. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, how good of you. You said pet peeve. Maybe we should talk about pet peeves.
Yes. I have a lot of pet peeves, by the way. But
oh,
yes.
Okay. Oh. So this is the cookie that she brought.
Take a bite.
Sater69, Scott, don't judge. So, so soft.
I know.
I just bent, oh my God, look at that. Oh my God.
Are you ready?
Okay, I'm going to ready.
Go ahead.
Wait, I gotta go away from it. Mm. But I want people to hear my response. Mm.
Isn't it delicious?
It's okay.
Do you like the kind of spice, the carrot cake almost kind of type? Do you like the spice?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you do, but
I do. It's good. It's like spice cookie.
But
it's good. It's very soft.
Texture.
I like the texture. Yes, it's very soft, and I like the frosting on top of it too.
Okay. Let me take a bite.
Uh huh. Please describe how much you like it.
Mmm. Mm.
Okay, we're making food noise that's gonna turn. It's gonna make Sater69 cringe.
Oh my gosh.
Describe. I'm gonna.
This is almost like a pumpkin. Like a pumpkin cake, pumpkin pie, but cookies melt in your mouth. Frosting part is not too sweet. Just the perfect amount, and the softness is melt in your mouth.
Sorry, I just have to chew.
It's just so delicious.
This is why I can't lose weight. Why can't I lose weight?
Let me take a bite, another bite.
I'm going to take a sip of water. Anyway. Oh my gosh.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like how fluffy it is. Like,
yeah, you're not going to know for the first couple of bites. You continuously kind of...
I like my cookie, however. Let me tell you, it's not bad. I mean, it's actually good. It's actually good, but let me clarify that. Mm. The cookie that I like a little bit of chew to my cookie. That I like. So I need it to be soft, but it needs to have outside needs to crunch a little bit, just like a thin veneer of crunchiness on the outside.
Then the chocolate chip cookie that I brought might be that one that you like. My husband likes that one.
It's slight crunch, but not crunchy. That it's not crispy, but just with a little bit of a crispy outside, and then there's a slight chew. Almost, you know. Do you like cookie dough? Do you like cookie dough? Do you like cookie dough?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's so stupid. People can't see you.
It's too good, so I had to pray.
What do you pray when it's too good?
Thank you.
Thank you what?
Thank you for this great creation. Thank you for this great creation. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Fucking good.
What's that? God, that was fucking good.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh, this is shit.
God, that was fucking good. Thank you, fucking God. That was rude.
You should try. You should try the chocolate chip kind that I got.
Okay, I will.
James, I mean.
I like the crunchiness. My James instead of your James.
Your James, your James.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Anyway, so thank you for bringing me the cookie. You're welcome. Where is that from? Let's talk about the
Clock Tower Bakery.
You want to tell us a story about the new restaurant in your area? One day you were driving. You said it's funnier when you talk about it.
Oh, Daddy's.
Yes.
Daddy's Dinner.
Yes. Tell it.
About the name?
Yes.
So, yeah, one time me and my James were driving through, and there the same location. The owner has been changed so many times somehow. I think maybe paranormal. People just won't stay. Always new owner, something up there, right? So anyway, so one day we drove by and I said, "Oh, look, it's a new food chain, like a food restaurant there." Oh, it's Daddy's Dinner, and then my James was like, "It's Diner," and like he didn't give a shit, just like he didn't even no surprise, like just.
Do you really expect him to be surprised?
I really thought it's a dinner. I didn't know.
Do you think that, oh my gosh, this restaurant only serves food at night?
Night? Because of dinner? Well, I didn't think that much, but yeah. So he's like, diner.
Well, let me tell you, the story, when you texted me that, and when you told the story, there's no difference. You said it's going to be funnier if I'm there, but it's no. But it's not.
Here, finish it. Oh, let's finish this great creation.
Okay. And then thank fucking God.
Uh-huh, yes.
Mmm. Oh, sorry, Seder 69.
Oh.
Scott, I'm moving away from the microphone for you. Scott, you can just think of it as a blowjob when you hear food snapping in the mouth. Then it'll be all good. Anyway, oh my gosh, we have 6 listeners.
That is so delicious.
God, the cookie was so good. I pray to you and thank you for your...
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, good cookies.
Hallelujah.
Anyway, do you want to hop into our real topic?
Yes, what about the real...
Our real topic this week is... Spell that shit. So we're talking about spelling.
Difficult. spelling is very difficult.
Why?
Did I tell you about the German sausage story?
No, I'm going to love it already. I haven't even heard it. I know I'm going to love it already. This is a payola. Is this a payola?
No, payola, no, but we were actually talking about actual like a sausage. So, I said one day, my James loves sausage, especially German sausage. Do you know how...
Wait. I love sausage too. Yeah. I don't care what kind of sausage.
But there, the town, I forgot the name of the town. They sell the different type of flavor of sausage at the gas station. So, they went there and picked
up... That's very informative. Thank you.
Yeah, but...
there's some place that sells sausage.
Yeah, so, well, I think it's local-owned sausage, you know, kind of shop or whatever. They have like a jalapeno flavor and cheddar and all kind of stuff in the sausage. But sausage in German, how do you say it? except from B.
Bratwurst.
Yes. I thought Bratwurst.
Well, that's what it looks like, yes.
Yeah.
Bratwurst.
Bratwurst?
Yeah, right?
Oh, but then I said, James, how come you guys put Bratwurst? Because it tastes worth it? And he looked at me and say, it's not worth. It is German. It's a word. Like Wurst.
Bratwurst.
Yeah. So then I said, I thought it was Bratwurst. Like a W-O-R-T-H.
I think it's spelled W-U-R-S-T, isn't it?
I said Bratwurst. Like a word.
Like
sausage always used like an intestine, you know, bad, crappy area. That's why the worst part. That's why you guys said Bratwurst, right? He's like, no, it's not. It's a word. Then I said, oh, it's a word. Then after that, I said, oh, it's because it tastes worth it. That's why it's called Bratwurst. He's like, no, it's German. It's wood. What? How do you spell? And then W, whatever. I'm like, it's German. Well, it's the worst part ever. I concluded myself.
Difficult. I know it is. Especially words that has a different origin.
Yeah.
Like, you know, from, you know, I can totally see how I still don't really know how to spell it.
It's very difficult.
Can you say what are the words that you find difficult to spell?
Receive.
E first or I first, right?
Yes, I always.
There is a rule. There's a rule. I can't remember what it is now because like I didn't.
I before E. So what? How do you spell receive? R-E-C. I-E-V? No, so now it's wrong. That's how I spell it.
Wait.
Receive. Pinoy boy, how do you spell receive?
Pinoy boy
R-E-C.
Pinoy boy said, I feel conflicting emotions watching Ding the Bell pray over cookies with orgasm with orgasm faces.
That was a great cookie. Pino, when you come over, I'll get some town clock. What is the name of the shop?
Clock Tower
Bakery Orgasm Cookies.
There are more the better cookies out there too. But anyway, so
give me some.
He said, Bratwurst is the new refrigerator.
Refrigerator. You know, because you put the thing in later on.
Yeah.
That's exactly. It's the worst meat ever. That's why you go brat. Like a spoiled brat. Like a brat and the worst meat part. Bratwurst.
Okay, so receive is very hard to spell.
R-E-C-E-I-V, right?
Yeah.
Receive.
I think.
So wait.
I had to see it. I had to write it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, so receive.
Let me type it, see if I can type it.
So E before I was it? I before E.
C-E-I. E-I. C-E-I-V-E.
C-E-I-V. So what does it say?
Receive. I before E?
I before E, unless your dick is really big. Then
What is the rule? I need to know.
Okay, maybe one of our listeners will probably tweet
Okay, Pinoy Boy will tell us. Okay, all right.
Okay, somebody will tell us. Anyway.
Okay, somebody will tell us. Wow, very informative.
But let's talk about show for the story.
I still smell so good.
Oh, because of the chicken. My husband's making.
Yes, cooking. Okay.
Okay, let's do this. Okay, quickly. Do you want to tell the story?
Do you want me to help you tell?
Okay, yeah. So let me set this up. So one day, she just needed to give information to this person on the phone. And the person was being a bit difficult, right? So he was kind of already pushy and bitchy a little bit. And so the bell was kind of frustrated. So she just wanted to give the information to that person. And that involves a person's name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's just
good
call...
storyteller.
I know. Yes. I'm so good.
Yeah, you are.
So I'm skipping all the parts that's unnecessary. Just setting up for the part that's funny. Unnecessary for the story to be funny. Are you cold?
Yes.
Okay. So the name, let's call this name, let's call it something else. So let's say, this name is Kent.
Yes.
or Ken, Kenny, yeah. or Kenny.
Yeah.
So okay, let's so go back to the. I'm this big dick on the phone, right? Hello, the bell. Who do I talk to? Who do I talk to?
Yes, you need to speak to Kenny.
Who the fuck is Kenny? What'd you say, Penny?
No, I said Kenny.
Like Manny?
No, Kenny. K for cup. There's a person.
Wait. K, did you say K for cup?
Yeah. No, he's got a little like a thing. I said K for cup. Then I meant C. Oh, K for kite, I said. And then he's like, did you just say K for cup? He said that to me. I said, yes, I said that. Made me so mad. K for cup.
When you told me that story over text.
I sent a text message, yes.
I laughed so hard that Bruce has to stop the TV and find out what's wrong with me. I laughed so hard. It's because you were so angry. You said, K for cup. And then you said it wrong.
And then even so, the jerk ass said, didn't you just say K for cup? He said that to me. Make me feel like a shit. I'm like, thanks, buddy. Oh, my God.
So let me digest this information. I'm trying to be him. And is that what it sounds like over the phone?
I'm sure you, now he likes me now.
When you say K for cup, were you like your tone is very serious and forceful?
Yeah. See, but because I just want to get rid of this asshole, you
say
know.
Say that again.
Yes, I was like, yes, K for cup. I got so frustrated with the K for cup because he was kind of like you said, like K Penny. You said a Penny.
Yeah.
No, Kenny. What? Like, any? No, K for cup.
Oh my gosh, that's the funniest thing I've heard for a while.
Yes.
K for cup. Wow. And then what? Then what F for? What is that? What is that?
Oh, yes. So then the letter also contained. The name was like, you know. Kind of, well, Kenny wasn't really a good example, but the name also had F in there. Then, like I say, like Karif or something. Like name was really yeah. It's a little unique name.
Yeah.
The Karif or something.
Okay. So then I said F in the name.
Yeah, K for cup, and he already said did you just say K for cup? And then I got mad, and then I still had to spell the name and F for food.
F for food. The ironic thing was that the place that she works has something to do with this related with food industry.
Yeah.
So it's funny that she used cup and food.
I know, F for food. And then like, no, like I wish I could just
S for sausage. S for sausage.
I wish I said a K for kilo, F for Frank, or like, you know, Fox truck or something like smart one. But you know, I always try. I always try to be so smart about like spelling and trying to use the military like logo or like alphabet.
Logo?
Military alpha, right? So yeah. Then, you know, I'm doing so well. And then whenever I kind of get my brain, like, I get brain
fart.
Yeah, or brain fart.
Yeah.
Then, like, you know, like A for alpha. And then whenever I go O, and now Oscar's not coming back, I say O for orange. Like, totally level down. Totally level down, like, oh, smart, brown, like, kind of, yeah. Like, down the level. Yeah. Like, alpha large.
Alpha, it's like, what, do you think about?
Delta, India, November, Golf. Delta, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, Lima.
Yes. No, you want to switch to the last Lima. Instead of saying Lima, you say something really stupid, like, what is funny L word?
Large.
Large. I have to think so hard to be funny. I have to think so hard to be funny. She's just like, boom, large.
Large. Large. So large doesn't sound really professional.
Imagine.
Large.
No, especially when you think about where you work.
I know.
Oh, wow. my gosh, that is so funny.
And also, I noticed this kind of talking on the phone.
Yeah.
Whenever like somebody hear my accent, they automatically think judge they you. Don't understand. Yeah, they judge you, me. Yeah. They think I'm dumb, and then they don't know I have a master's degree. And then like you know, yes, that I always
is
say.
Is that your card?
Yeah.
Is that your?
I have a master's degree. Yeah. So then like they just judge me, and then like you know, oh, you know this person dumb, and then they often say I couldn't hear you. Yeah, because they didn't want to say, I didn't understand you. So, you know, if they are honest, I will repeat again, clearer, because yeah, phone, it's kind of harder to hear anyway. You know, like it's cell phone connection is not good. A lot of people use cell phone to call the phone, you know. Mm-hmm. So I wish they are honest. And sorry, I have a hard time understanding you, whatever. But whenever they said, sorry, I couldn't hear you, I had to really speak louder. Sometimes it scared me too.
But do you think other people would find it offensive if you say I don't understand.
Oh, I get a lot too. I didn't understand. Like, what? I didn't understand you.
Yeah, but you get offended by that too.
Then I repeat exactly the same way, but a little bit louder. Then they understand me. So they automatically shut their fucking ear off.
Slower. But anyway, before we end the show, it's 21 minutes now.
Oh, 21 minutes.
Pinoy Boy said, I before E except after cock. No. Huh? I before E except after C. Or
Pinoy Boy, you're too smart.
I know. Let me repeat that. I before E except after C or when sounded like A, as in neighbor, wait.
I need to write down.
We need two shows to process that information.
Yeah, we need to write down, Bino.
Oh, but thank you. I'm going to favorite that tweet.
Yes, please.
I'm going to favorite Parade. And yeah, thank you so much. I think this is it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
So come back again next week to listen to our craziness again, because we are the happiness of your life, and we would like for you to come back, and you can follow us on Ding the Bell at Ding the Bell.
I know, I had the same choke too.
It's a cookie.
It's a cookie. I think a cookie, yeah, icing.
Not icing, the crumbly.
Clambering.
There's baking.
Clambering.
So baking powder in it.
Oh.
Well, not the baking powder they're making us cough, but there's baking powder and make it more crumbly. Therefore, the crumbly got
okay,
into
my
throat.
Can you close it?
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Ding the bell. Dingthebell.com. Bye.
Dingthebell.com. Bye.